Türen an die Verschmachte Wärme, Verschmachte Wärme. Der berühmte Gemara von Rashi, Jewish between the concept of Shabbat Shalom and Yom Kippur and the concept of Shabbat Shalom and Shabbos, it's possible at least that the Gemara is to be taken taste value, which means that there's a view in the Gemara that Knivas Yarek is Asur, Asur in HaTorah, even though it's only a Drabbana. Even if that were to be true, or Amir La'akum and so on, does that mean that it's limited to those and doesn't apply to Yisra Malacha? More likely, according to Rishonim anyway, it would apply Bain to Malachos and to these additions. What are the additions? That also we don't know. It's not going to be all Drabbana. It's going to be some Drabbana. There could be different types. Amir La'akum, Shvusin, Knivas Yarek. Might be Yaakov is suggesting to me after this year that maybe Knivas Yarek is unique because it's a food preparation and that has its own stature in Halacha. And he's suggesting that that's what Rashi really means. Very possible. Either way, the possibility of distinguishing between regular Shabbos and the Kippur Shkoli of the Shabbos is also intriguing, especially if we take the view that it is Doraisa and that the concept of Shvus or Shabbason and Yom Kippur, unlike Rashi, applies to Malacha and Yom Kippur as well. It's still suggested that the factor of Agmos Nefesh, one way or another, may play a role in redefining how we look at this breach. And basically, all this is based on the formulation of the Ramban and the Parashat Torah, which is that there is the letter of the law, there is the spirit of the law. Just because you technically observe the letter of the law doesn't yet mean that you are fully involved in Shvisa the Shabbos. If that's true, so then I was suggesting yesterday that has a double meaning. It means that there are certain breaches that are beyond the letter of the law, which even if the Chachamim didn't identify them and technically prohibit them, might clearly be a violation of that spirit of the law. That would probably take a certain level of intensity and a lack of ambiguity and so on. And then there are certain things that the Chachamim establish, which by virtue of the fact that they established it and they have the right to establish what is and isn't appropriate behavior, so that automatically becomes that kind of violation. Yeah. Okay, well, but again, would that own unique kedusha be lakula or only lachomra? And I would assume that it would only be lachomra. Right. Okay, Eliyahu is referring to the comment of the Or Sameach and the Chodesh Yom Kippurim. That Shabbos Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Chavos Shabbos isn't just a coincidence of the calendar. It's Shabbos Yom Kippur, and the Shabbos part is defined by that as well. That's, I think, what the Or Sameach tried to explain there is why the Kabbalos of Shabbos would also have to be done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and that's of course based on Gemara Zvachim on Tani Aleph, where the Gemara says seems to say that sometimes when things come together, they don't just coincide, but they integrate into a new chalos. The Gemara says that the tamid of Shabbos isn't just tamid on Shabbos; it's the tamid of Shabbos. Okay. And I like that idea. We learned Beitza discussed that a lot. If you recall, those who are here, that's kind of a, even though we paskin shtei kedushos, that's when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall consecutively, we say shtei kedushos. The day of the Gemara that says kedusha achasay. But I was suggesting that way back then that if it's a coincidence of the calendar, so maybe then we say not literally Kiddush Achas, but the conceptual equivalent of it, namely this idea of the Or Sameach also establishes. Essentially, the Netziv also said it by trying to explain the Girsa, the Gemara in Beitza, one Girsa that we will say if it's Shabbos Yom Tov, we'll say Mekadesh. Yisrael, how's it going? Instead of saying, what do we say? We say Mekadesh, Shabbos Yisrael Basman. And he was suggesting, I think it's Rabina, so he said Mekadesh Yisrael Shabbos Basman, or something like that. Very, very close to that. And then it says, Ayein Bezvachim Tzadi Yalev, which is what he has in mind, meaning apparently what he's suggesting is that it wasn't just a mistake. It's the idea that when there's a coincidence in the calendar, So it isn't just a coincidence calendar. It's an opportunity to combine these kiyumim in a way that's enriching to each and every one. I like that concept. I think it's very important. And I think it affects Tfilah and Birchas HaMazon and many other things. With regard to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's a big issue. Right? Because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have, you know, a very important issue connected to them. That is the question of, you know, how generic are they? How much simcha is there? And the Rambam Menuchas Chanukah, Parakim HaLach Abav, says that, you know, it's not, you don't say Halal and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur because they're not Yimei Simcha Yaseira, but the Yimei Yira, Bafachad, and so on. Rambam Pirsut Mishnayos, I like his formulation, they're even better. Yimei Hachna, the Yira, and Pachad, Mei Hashem, Umivrachu, Mano Selam, something like that. I'm not quoting it verbatim, but it's very close to it, meaning they're days of awe, and the days where you know you're afraid of the Rabbeinu Shalom, but that fear also spurs you to find refuge in Him. I think it's a very beautiful formulation, a very deep one. So the point is that both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you also might be mechalik between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There's a question, you know, how much simcha. That's a topic in its own right. We don't have time for that today, but that's a huge topic in both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, reflected in the tefillah, reflected in the sukkah. And reflect in Hallel, and you know, whether or not you'll say other Tachanun or not, or I'm supposed to say Tachanun Yom Kippur, all sorts of interesting and important issues. And Yom Kippur, of course, it also expresses itself in the question of Suda. Let's say you're a Kol Shesh B'Sakana, so is there a Suda? Is there Kiddush? Is there Lechem Mishnah? These are all discussions in the Rishonim. So what happens if it's Rosh Hashanah Shacholios B'Shabbos or Yom Kippur Shacholios B'Shabbos? Does that change things? When you say that even if in general there's no Suda, there's no Lechem Mishnah, there's no Haskara and Yalav Yavon and Birchas HaMazon, there's no Kiddush and so on, but it's also Shabbos, that can make an important difference. So that's the discussion in the postkin as well. So part of the discussion is, is there kind of an element of Simcha and Yom Tov to begin with in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? But part of it also is whether there's a transformation, and that in either direction. In other words, when you have the combination of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so it's not a regular Yom Kippur anymore; it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. But it could also be in the other direction. When you have the combination of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it's not just a regular Shabbos. This Shabbos is now redefined by being Shabbos Shabbosom. And maybe it doesn't have an Oneg or a Simcha, you know, whatever the case would be, in its own right, simply because it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. So I think that's what Eliab was generally referring to. So these are some expressions of it, and I like the concept very much, I'd say. And you can tell I'm enthusiastic about it. But I think you generally speaking, mostly you say this L'chomra. Here and there, if you say it L'kula, it's even a bigger raya of the transformation, but it's much more of a Chiddush to say. You'd have to say that, again, it's not simply Shabbos Yom Kippur, but, you know, the Yom Kippur part really transforms Shabbos. Then and only then could you say that that the Knivas Yerek, which is Mutter Mishimagos Nefesh and Yom Kippur, would be Mutter on Yom Kippur Shkoriyos B'Shavuos. So it's possible, but I'm just trying to point out these are the things you have to take a bit of a step. Anyways, getting back to where we were. So we have the position of the Ramban and possibly the explanations of the Mechilta and the Gemara. And of course, if it's true that the essay includes even drabanos, maybe select drabanos, but some drabanos. And of course, the minyan and mitzvos of Yaseh and Ma'av separately is perfectly understandable, because they're not identical in lists. No, they're not identical in lists, but here you have the best of all worlds. They're not identical in details, and also in the spirit of the day, in the motifs rather that they represent, they are distinct. It's not that they're the same, but one's a little more and one's a little less. We have two really different themes. And then it's interesting to raise the question, which we're going to get to in just a minute, and that is, what is the relationship between them, between these two things? And this is very important, among other things, for the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, as we noted, if you only had that Rambam, you would say that it's Kefel, it's Lav or Lav Ba'aseh U'Balav. But certainly the initial focus of the Aseh as well is the Malacha, the Yisra Malacha. On the other hand, Perek Kabbalah, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam sounds like he foreshadowed the position of the Rambam. He doesn't say it as forcefully, but he certainly makes it sound like he believes that Shmuz and Rabbanan are included in the mitzvah of Shabbat. And Alvin Osha Caleb had a very difficult time integrating those two Rambams. Because if you had Aleph Aleph, you wouldn't say Aleph Aleph, and vice versa. So is it only Shmach the Biyama? Or is it real? And if it's real, so what do you do with Aleph Aleph? Okay. So that's a serious problem. In addition to that, we had the Rambam say for mitzvos in Kufdun Dalet, when Rambam says that Shvitas Eved Behema, one could have said maybe Katan, it's interesting that Rambam omits it, is part of the Asay of Shabbat. It doesn't seem that necessarily it's part of the law. That could be for technical reasons too, but at least it's food for thought. And I think the last thing that we said yesterday was that there's also the Shita of the Rebbe of the Rajba in Yavamos, in Abam, who says what? Is he? Should I mention it in last year? Yehuda? The Aseh doesn't extend to what?
Doesn't extend to things that aren't actually Malacha.
Specifically, what does he mean? Mechamer. Mechamer is very tricky. I hope at some point that's on the end of the chapter. The relationship between Mechamer and Shvitas Behema, of course, it's highlighted a little bit here, because in a sense, like the Rambam projects Shvitas Behema in the essay, and Rajba is projecting it for the Mechamer, for the lot. It's perfectly reasonable to make this distinction. Shvitas Behema, Shvitas Eved, is a situation where you're not involved directly in the Maisa. Right? Mechamer, of course, is a situation where you inspire your animal to do Malacha for you. If you look at the Ramban, both in Sefer Mitzvos and in Chidushim in Mishneh Hichshich, so the Ramban really has two deos about Mechamer, you know, whether it isn't just a diluted form of Yisra Malacha. That's why the exact formulation is important here. One view in the Ramban is Los Asuka Malacha. This is Al Yidei B'Shutkas with the Behema, but it's really the exact same concept. The Kiddush of Mechamer is the dilution of how much, you know, you have to exclusively be responsible for the Malacha, but essentially to do the Yisra Malacha. Or no, Mechamer is independent. Okay. The point is that if we have distinctions between the Lav and the Aseh, whether it's in one direction or the other, then not only are we justified counting both, but it's likely that we're talking about two different themes. And if we're talking about two different themes, so to identify those themes becomes the challenge. The Ramban did it for us. The reason maybe that Shvitas Behema, the Eved, are included in the Aseh and not in the Lav, is because the Lav is focused very much, as on the letter of the law, on Maisa Beira. And it's quite possible that Shvitas Eved and Behema, my animal does something. That's not included. Never mind there's no onesh, but there's no violation of the law either, because the law requires a sasha called malacha. It's an active, and it's very much a formal legal activity. But Shabboson, or Tishbos, or Shmartem, and again, maybe it depends on which pasuk you use, because they do have different connotations, as we noted. The idea that one of these could be violated, not only by your direct involvement, but by association with Malacha, right? The fact that it's your behema, your Eved, right, who is doing Malacha, but that shows a violation of the spirit of the day, of the way that you relate to the day. It's not Shabboson if your Eved is doing work. If that's what we're talking about, and if he's doing it on your behalf or connected to you, obviously, we're not talking about the muzzling the animal so that he can't do kotzer all Shabbos. He can do what he wants, the animal. But the point is that if it's connected to you, your bailus, your action, even if you didn't inspire the action, so then that's a violation of Shabbos. By the same token, it's quite possible that Mechamer is viewed as an extension of the dafka of the lav, as an engine. If you take the view that it's the diluted activity, but it really is the maishavera of the malacha, and you don't need the mechamer on specific malachos, because every mechamer just means mechamer in the Torah, which is the magala, that this too is viewed as a maisha malacha, agav or b'shistus behemto. So it's very reasonable to take either the position of Rabbo Shel Harashba or the position implied by the Rambam. Whether we're more expansive in the Lab or more in the essay is beside the point. The point is that there are different themes that are being projected here. Okay. It's just interesting that on the Sugya of Ayin and Aleph, which we already discussed, so the Gemara has a klal. The Gemara has a question of how you learn the limud of the Karsha because of Tishbos, of Krishal Kachirachai Shayim, of Kuad Enochai Velachas, Lo Savaru, Lava Yasul Hakashana, Velavalach Mahavar Shuav Malacha Vachayavin, of Kol Shuav Malacha Vachayavin, and so on. So Rashi, on the spot, discusses the question whether or not we have a call of trots or not. The Bechad of Malacha Kailinu, Bechad Lam, Bechad Shoy Bechad, the Yasub and a klal, the Lamed, sorry, the Lamed, the Yasub, the Yasub, Lo Dainin, the Dahab, the Klal, the Lasa, the Say, Uprat, the Asay. They ain't done enough of the call of trots. So some of the Rishonim, beginning with Tosis, discuss whether this is true or not. The question of call of trots, can it work if the Klal is a Lab and the Prat is an Asay? Now that could be just a technical, methodological, hermeneutic, type question. How these limudim work, and whether they have to, the klals and the prats have to really line up perfectly and be on the exact same wavelength, all S and all lav and that kind of a thing. But at least, again, we could raise the question, is it possible that there's no single policy on that issue? Is it possible that it depends within each halachic context about the relationship between, if there is one, its lav and its asay? In other words, the more the asay and the lav are mere images of each other, the more you might say, so what? One is an asay and the other one is a lav. The fact is, it's still a klal uprat, in a tadano kena prat, whatever, yatzalidam b'davar, whatever the limud is. On the other hand, if we're dealing with two different themes reflected by the Asay and the Lav, even if they cover the exact same ground, right, same list, it's still conceivable that if we're dealing with two different themes that they can't combine into that kind of a Mida Shatar Nidresh style. So I think, again, in terms of Shabbos, it would be interesting to ask the question, as we are, whether or not the Asay and the Lav are identical or not. Okay, now, if indeed there are two different themes, whether or not the list is identical or not, so then we have to ask ourselves one final question. And that is, what role do these two themes play? Are they, two equal themes? Is one more dominant, the other is a chiyuv bialma? Are they both central and indispensable to the Kedushas Hayom? Right? Or one and not the other? And which one, if one? Well, one would probably assume that if there's one and not the other, and there are two different themes, then it's going to be the lav and not the asay. That's the one that you get punished for. So really, the more precise way to ask the question is, if the Aseh really represents a different theme than the Lav, is it too integral to Kedusha Sayom, or is it a Chiyuv B'Am, it's an additional point, a different additional detail, more than a detail, but it's not inconceivable to have the day without it.
Okay.
So I think that one could test that, at least one could analyze it from several points of view. Let me just mention
three.
One is the issue of the Tzatzeishas Mamgras. Ellie, what do we know about it? Not generally, but I mean in this issue. Yeah. Tosfos in Kedushin says that women are pteros for the mitzvah asei shezman grama of the asei of Yom Tov. Correct? Okay. And who argues? Sefer Chino says Nashim are obligated in mitzvah asei. Although it's a mitzvah asei shezman grama, Nashim are obligated in the asei of Yom Tov. That's an interesting argument. If the asei and the lav are identical, and it's just a kind of a lav or olav bishnayim, I don't mean just identical in the list, I mean even conceptually identical, meaning the asei doesn't contribute anything more than the lav, but it does accent how severe a violation is. So misvara, I would think that there should be no difference between nashim and anashim. Are we going to say that the, I don't know if this is so, it's probably going to take me tomorrow. Are we going to say that the violation is less severe for Nashim because of Mitzvah Sasashis Mangrama? Basically, let's take what we're talking about, Isra Malacha. If Nashim are Mitzvah of Isra Malacha, right, so what difference does it make that the Asay part of it is Shas Mangrama? The whole point is to show that it's really being strongly accented and enforced. Hard to say that women's obligation in Isra Malacha is any less than men's. By the same token, if I were to say that the theme that is captured by the Asay is a theme that is central to the day, let's say the Asay and the Lav are different, they represent two different motifs, but that motif of the Asay is also crucial to Kedushas Hayom. So then, too, I would say that even though it's a mitzvah seish is man grama, again, are you going to say that nashim have a different kedushas hayom of Shabbos than the men do? Like, that would be peculiar. Yeah.
Isn't it that very close? So actually says that God that
if that's what he means, but it's difficult in a Hanami. I'm not speaking necessarily for Tosis at the moment. I'm just trying to analyze the issue away from the Rishon for a moment. You're about 17 years and 20 minutes late. But you can come in anyway. No, after 9:30. You're not in charge. Sure. Good to see you. Is that right, though? Am I right in the timing of it? What? A little bit less. But you always have a good excuse anyway. Okay. I'm joking. It's always a pleasure. If we're talking about something which is central to the Kedushas Hayom, again, it's hard to say that it's a different Shabbos for men and a different Shabbos for women. On the other hand, if we take the view that we're dealing with an additional component, an additional obligation, additional kiyum in particular, of the day. But it's not inconceivable to have this day without this component. It's not a different Shabbos or a flawed Shabbos so without it. So then, of course, the halakha of the mitzvah says, man grom and lashim pturos, is certainly going to apply. With regard to the details of it, we have a smacha between Tosis and the Chinuch. You're correct. If you say, Tosis is the one that says Pturos, and it sounds like it's a Lavra Lavishnayim. But again, Lavra Lavishnayim can mean more than one thing. So I'm not 100% sure about it. What's interesting, and we'll get back to this in just a minute, is that the two Rishonim who discuss it in the context of Yom Tov. Both Chinuch and Tosfos Kedushin also both speak in the context of Yom Tov. And the question that arises is, would Shabbos be any different? So the Nichav Chinuch assumes that when it comes to Shabbos, everybody, even the Bali Tosfos, would assume that there would be a Chiyuv. Okay, there's a parish on the Smag called Mishas Avram, or a Price, he was a rabbi in Toronto for many years. And he wrote a sefer like a Minchas Chinuch on the Smag, or basically. And it doesn't have that much to do with the Smag, but it's a jumping off point. Anyways, he makes exactly the opposite argument. Okay, he says that this machlokas in Tosfos and the Chinuch is dafka machlokas in Yom Tov, not because, like the Minchas Chinuch says, everybody would agree in Shabbos and Nashim Achayavos, but that everybody agrees in Yom Tov that Nashim would be Pturos. That's interesting. I'm sorry, everybody agrees that in Shabbos, rather, the Nashim would be Pturos. That's an interesting point as well. So we'll get back to the distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov in just a minute, but the point then is that if there are two themes of the Aseh and the Lav, the rule of Mitzvah Seishas Mayim Grom and Nashim Pturos is possibly going to be dependent upon the role that the Aseh plays. Yeah, Shlomo. Shlomo? Did you have your hand up? No. Okay. Hell yeah.
The Chayim and Jethirah.
What?
The Chayim and Jethirah.
Yeah, okay, that's part of it as well. And that might be the of the Shamar Yesh of the Zohar. So that's the question, whether Zohar really or not, whether Zohar is part of the Aseh, is connected to the Aseh, flows from the Aseh or not, and whether you're Mechalek and that between Yom Tov and Shabbos.
So it would be very strange for which the Chayim and Kiddush, yet Hutzah in the midst of the Aseh of Shvita Shabbos.
Okay, it's strange, but it's not impossible. Just like the Maran said, that it's possible that there is no Aseh of Shabbos, even though there is an obligation to make Kiddush. So if that's true, then there could also be I'm not sure if it's easier.
Because the Mitzvah Aseh Shabbos Man Grama normally would imply Mitzvah Smaasios, and the typical...
Well, I don't know. What do you mean Mitzvah Smaasios?
In other words, that women are not...
Oh, you mean it's something that they have to do in addition?
Exactly.
Yeah. I agree. That's why I said before, I'm sympathetic to the view of the Sefer Chinuch. But it's obviously not impossible. I mean, there can be the Kiddush on Yom Tov as well. I mean, the point that you're making now about being a mitzvah Maisios is true, quite apart from the rest of the analysis. In other words, Tosfos Kedushin says that Nashim are Pturos, even though it doesn't demand of them any additional activity. So, while your Ha'ara is noted, it doesn't help us for Tosfos. That's what I'm saying. So within the world of Tosfos, I'm just raising a different question. That is, even if that weren't the issue, but what about, can you say, for Zecharin, Shabbos is one thing, and for Nekevos, for Nashim, it's something else. I don't think it's possible. I mean, Shabbos, if it's just a Yom, if that's part of the integrated Kedushas Hayom, is Shabbos is Shabbos, Ra'al and Pah Yisrael. If you talk about Chiyuvim, you can talk about Chiyumim that are more additional, extraneous. You could say Nashim Beturos, but on Kedushas Hayom, something central like Shabbos, I think would be very difficult. Now, that's not exactly saying what you're saying. What I'm saying is less ambitious, but I'll say, than what you're saying. But that can fit in, then, with the Tosfos perspective. What I'm saying. If you took the view that Mitzvah Seh is very nice, it's very good, it adds an important idea, but it's not the kind of thing that Shabbos is inconceivable. With that tongue in the Kedusha of Sayom, it's a chiyuv to be in the spirit of the day. Okay, that's one issue. Another issue, yeah.
Is that saying that the end of the world is not more than just that it's just not about the shine on Shabbos? What is it, the rod is already?
I think so.
Is it possible to say that what it's supposed to mean is that the shine of the assay exists even if it's technically that the woman would be true or not on the assay?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at it very concretely. Let's say, let's say the the women in question, were to go about Shabbos according to the rejected guidelines of the Rambam. Business is open, deliveries are being made, right? Stocks and bonds are being sold, right?
With a timer.
Exactly. No, of course. Chas v'shalom. No shiluch. That's what I meant about the guidelines of the Rambam.
Yeah, you're
correct. Exactly. So that's what we're talking about here. Would that be a violation? That certainly would be a violation. According to the Rambam, that would be a violation for Anasya. Meaning they didn't violate any Yisra Malacha, but they would violate Shabbos. Are you going to say that the woman can have her store open? She can do all these things on the timer without money?
Well, but perhaps from a lot of the technical, she should not have a capital, but she still has the same
thing. Maybe she has some. Okay, good. But even. Okay, I mean, you're saying, oh, maybe on some level. It's not that the concept of Shabbos doesn't exist, but it's not something that you violate no sefer. There's no need to bring a korban ola. Maybe. It's possible, but to me, that's still pretty dumb. Why not? She trampled all over the spirit of the day.
I just thought that's what all it means, that now that she has technically sort of laughing, that extra theme gets some kind of some way incorporated into the law.
I don't think, I'll look at it again. I don't think it sounds that way, but we can
look at it again.
Okay. Look at the sign? Yeah, okay. Okay, so that's an area I think which is fruitful. Another area which may be fruitful, but again, it has its own issues. Is the issue of Mumar. L'chalos HaShabbos, the Mumar, l'chol HaTorah Kula. So, here the difficulty is figuring out, a priori, what this corresponds to. So it certainly applies to violating the Malachos. Yeah. Any Mumar to any mitzvah is a Mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula? No, Mumar Dabar, Mumar. And that's something else. Yeah. Okay, that's an issue in the Gemara in a few places. But I'm talking about according to the view that violating Shabbos the Nazir is unique. Shabbos and the Avodah Zarah, right? Because in one case it's the Avodah Zarah, in the other case it's the Nazir, the Ma'aser Bereishis. So it's Mumar L'chol HaShabbos and Mumar L'chol HaTorah Kula. So what does that refer to? Is it limited to Yisra Malacha? Right? Or does it, for example, does it extend to Lavin? Mechamer, Tchumin, if Habara was the Lav Yatzas and not Mechalek Yatzas, right? Would we still say, even though there's no Chivisa, there's no Chivila, there's no Kares, would we still say that Mumin Lechalal is a Mumin Lechalal Tarakula? Right? Or is it limited to the, to the big 39? The Sasa Malacha. We can even go a step further. Right? If you go to the other extreme, since the point is not so much the Maisa Vera as much as it is the message conveyed by these by the violation, namely Makhish Maisa Bereishis. So the Sanach Ronim would discuss the fact that maybe even Drabanans. Maybe even the Steiber Lashite Michal of Shabbos. Right? Rabbi Shivega has that discussion. And in general, the Prima Gadim in his Sicha HaKolal Lashicha Shabbos discusses this problem, as do many, many Achronim. Namely, where do you draw the line in Hachal Shabbos as for the halakha of Mumar L'chol HaTorah Kula? So if you draw it anywhere, so if anything is included, everything is included. There are no standards. It's just the message of Makkish, Mais, and Bereishis, no matter what. So then, of course, there's nothing to talk about. If you want to limit it to Chiyuv Misos, right, that also is a perfectly reasonable and legitimate place to draw the line. Right? In fact, the Schila shows you this is Chilo, this is Hakashas Mais and Bereishis. But let's say you want to, venture forward a little bit, but not completely. You don't want to include Lefeva Shin Mishal, you don't want to include Drabanas. But you want to include, let's say, Lavin. So it doesn't require the criterion of Misa. So what about Essen? Or in this case, what about the Aseh? Let's say you're violating the Aseh of Shabbos. It's not a Drabanan, it's an Araisa. That's not exactly a lot. Are you a woman to call Torah Kula or not? So I think it's possible that this depends on this issue. Possible. Meaning, if we view the Aseh as representing a significant component of the Kedushas Hayom, even though the Onesh is only an Aseh. But nonetheless, again, what you've done is you have eviscerated Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos by violating the Aseh. It's not the same Shabbos anymore once you've gotten through with it. So then I could argue that that's Mumul of Kalas Shabbos and it's Mumur of Lakal Torah Kula. On the other hand, if it's an additional dimension, additional kiyum, a chiyum, bialma, but the key and core of Chil Shabbos and of Kedusha Shabbos is just Isur Malacha, if that's the case, then that's, if you're not saying everything, if you're not saying Drabbanan, then you're not saying, you could still say you don't say Drabbanan, but you could say Naraisa Vasei. But it would be also very understandable to draw the line at Lavin and not at Esen, not at Kiyumim. Kiyumim is a lost opportunity. As opposed to Lavin, which is a Mais Avera. Okay. So I think that is another place to look. And there, let's see, Achronim discuss it in life. Another issue is the issue of the Gemara. Okay, what is the issue of the Gemara, Jeremy? The issue raised by the Gemara and discussed by the Rishon. Which one am I referring to? No clue? Zadon Shah. Right. What is the Gemara says on Samach Tesham Aleph, if you don't mind, let's hear from somebody who Michael? You don't mind? Yes, Samach Tesham Aleph. Why do you need the mission? We can all count, so why does the mission have to spell it out for us?
If you do all of them, you have to bring a chatas to each one. Breaking the shachalas, so how would you do that? Shadar on Shabbos is Shadar on Malachas, where you know the day of Shabbos, but you don't know what you're doing on Malachas, so you don't know. Right? You don't know what you're doing on Malachas. Bishlamal, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr gave us Shagar Gakaris, Abba Pisha Hazi, the Bilal. That makes us when Rabbi Yochanan says you were shugging with a Kharis.
Can you know that it's Asur? You know that it violates a law.
But
you didn't know that there's also a Chiyuv Misa component here. You didn't know that there's also Karet. That's your Shkaka.
That we have.
Because you're on the Shabbos
Palav. Yes.
So then you can have the Zadon by your knowledge of the Lav. And your Shkaka is the fact that it's not the Karet. Of course, that's a bit of a Kiddush. We'll get back to it when we go straight. But it's already obvious that this is a bit of a Kiddush. Namely, the gap between knowing something is Asur the Lav and knowing that it's also the Nisa, how big a gap is that in your knowledge? But there can be two issues here. When we need Zadon Shabbos, does anything qualify, any piece of information? You need to know something, anything? Or do you need to know significant information? Or another way to say it is the gap between what you know and don't know, does it have to be significant or not? How significant does that have to be to still qualify as Zadon Shabbos or as Shigyas Shabbos on the other side of it? Okay, so knowing that something is allowed, but not being aware that it also carries with it potential for Misa, is that just, I'm missing a piece of information? Or is that it's a different Shabbos if it's Karet? If it's Chai Misa, that's Chilul, that's Kedusha. But if it's only the Lav, then, that's a whole different concept. This is very important, Gemara.
Hello?
He disagrees that the discrepancy between that you can get Zadon Shabbos only by not knowing one thing, namely Karet. He says the Shogeg has to be, but for Shkoga purposes, the Shkoga has to include Lav and Karet. Okay, go ahead.
So, Mai. Yada Bikumin, Balibadura Rabbi Akiva.
So the answer is, Tchumen according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay. This is the Gemara. So is Tchumen according to Rabbi Akiva an important piece of information? And that's why it qualifies for Zadon? Or is the Gemara telling us that even without important information, as long as you know something, you can be a shogeg because there's something to contrast your shkaga to, namely zada. But you don't really require very much. That's not clear in the car. What does it depend on? What would you say? What would that depend on, this question? I mean, there's a question about zada, obviously, zada Shabbos, but what it also depends on. Whether or not tchumen is considered important information depends on
how you view
tchumen, right? I mean, what kind of tchumen is not one of the lamentas avos melachos? Obviously, it doesn't carry with it a chiyuv misa. Is that the chiddush of tchumen, or is the chiddush of tchumen that it's also to begin with? So how fundamental does your information level have to be Zalun Shabbos? That's one question. And the second question is, how fundamental is knowledge of Tchumen? If you just know Tchumen, do you really know anything about Shabbos? Okay, that's not clear. In the Gemara, it's not clear. So that's the background for the next point. Namely, Michael? Tosis. Go ahead.
The Yadullah of Tchumen. Lo matzul neima diyadula b'yish tabaha wanami chay of chatas in the parashat Parakama.
Yeah, this I already made reference to, that Yisrael ben Yehuda, right, said that there's one of the lavin, one of the lamites for which you do not, for which you're chay, for which you're potter. But valitosis, as we noted, say potter minisa b'chay of the karban. Some of the other rishonim say you're potter from everything. So that's the question. The reason Bali Tosin motivated to say that Yisrael ben Yehuda says Yechayev Chatos is because they wanted him to be in conformity with this particular Gemara. And it just wouldn't work if Yisrael ben Yehuda said you're Pater Mikarta. So that's why they get the conclusion that you are Chayev Korban on all the Malachos according to Yisrael ben Yehuda, just not Misa. Okay. Go ahead.
Similarly, the Amai Luka Amar Yadala the Shabbos Ba'atay, the Chiv of Uli Yom Hashvi Nishbos.
Uksinami,
Uksinami, Esa Shabbos.
So this is Tosu's question, and Tosu doesn't give an answer. The question is this a legitimate question? Well, it's a legitimate question that Tosu's asked it, but what's the Somo? What do you say about this question?
Well, it actually could depend on who it is, which is important, and the fact that Ashay is very important, both ways of looking at Ashay.
Well, do you need to say that Ashay is important if Tchumen is not important?
Right, so according to whether you say Ashay is important or not, then you question.
Yeah, in other words, if you take the view that Zadon Shabbos doesn't require very much, so then the question about the Ashay doesn't say anything about the Ashay. It just tells us, well, it's trivial knowledge or limited knowledge is enough, so why not go for the Ashay?
If
Tchumen is important, and it reflects something about Yisur Malacha, even though technically it's not Mechayiv Misa, but you still would require something that gives you some sense of what Shabbos is. You have to have a sense of what Shabbos is. Right? So then the question... Exactly. So then, if the Asay is an integral part of the day, then this is a very strong question. Now, how could the Asay be an integral part of the day? Still in two ways. Right? Either because it is simply the mirror image of Allah, Lavra of Da'aseh Lo'aseh, that of course is a critical part of the day. Secondly, if you say, even though the Aseh and the Lav are two different Mechaidim, but the Aseh is still a crucial concept, right? You just can't conceive of Shabbos without it. So if you say that, then it's really a strong question. So Tosus does not give an answer. Maybe Tosus will see Tassan that they think the Aseh and the Lav are mirror images of each other. Maybe. So they're really bothered by this question. The Ramban does answer. What did you say, Michael?
The Ramban says that yes, not the point.
No. Alan?
All right, you could ask the question.
One day you could ask it.
Okay,
the question has our Bakina. That's one day in the Ramban, and the second day in the Ramban is? No. Right? Tchumen, yes. Asay, no, it's not enough for it doesn't qualify for Zalman Shabbos. So what interests me is that second answer in particular. And especially, this is what I was referring to yesterday, especially in light of the Ramban Al HaTorah. In the Ramban Al HaTorah, all right, so in the sense that you, maybe you couldn't say it if you didn't hold like the Ramban Al HaTorah, but then saying it, when you hold like the Ramban Al HaTorah, is also more problematic. Okay, what do I mean by that? Meaning, if you didn't hold like the Ramban Al HaTorah, and you felt the essay was just a mirror image of the lav, so, you know, unless there's an onus level, or a malchus, or a lav, that, you know, per se determines, so, on the contrary, the essay is actually maybe more critical information than the Tchumen is, because the essay refers to the Lamedes Avos Malacha. Right? On the other hand, if the essay and the Lav represent two different themes, which according to the Ramban Al HaTorah they do, so now we can revisit this question. It's just a little shocking. Does it sound in the Ramban Al HaTorah like, you know, like you can just drop the essay? Or that knowledge of the essay is not fundamental knowledge about the nature of the day? Not at all. Except that we don't have to come to such a radical conclusion anyway, because what we really might say is that knowledge of the essay is crucial as a supplement to Isra Malacha. But if you don't have any concept of Isra Malacha, the knowledge of the essay isn't even knowledge of the essay. In other words, in Moshe Lamad Abadoma, let me take one other point. And that is, Yechiel, which other Rishon do we need to mention?
The Ritva.
What does Ritva ask? Not the essay, but... Go ahead. Yehuda? Kiddush. So, sadly, you know, that's the situation of a big segment of Klal Yisrael. There are very few people in Klal Yisrael who know of Tchumen and don't know of Isra Malacha. But unfortunately, you know, in our day, and it's fortunate that at least they know this, but it's unfortunate that it's all that they know. There are many Jews who know of Kiddush and who know nothing about Isra Malacha. Not only in the diaspora, in Eretz Yisrael too. The Yom Lay B'Kiddush, is that Zadon Shabbos or not? So what did he say, Yehiel?
He
said, absolutely not. Because knowledge of Kiddush without knowing Isra Malacha is insignificant knowledge. Meaning, in the context of keeping Shabbos, so Kiddush is an important additional dimension. In theory, you might even go further than that, saying that, you know, that's an integral part of the day. I don't know what you have to say that about Kiddush, but, you know, adding the dimension, acknowledging, affirming Kiddush, or the bookends of Kiddush and Abdallah, they contribute much to our appreciation of Shabbos, unquestionably. But if a person only knows Kiddush, does he even know Kiddush? Again, you can say this in two ways. The more moderate way to say it is, in the context of keeping Shabbos, and then Kiddush integrates with that and becomes very important, very significant. That, you don't have to go so far as to say what I just said, which is in the context of not keeping Shabbos, so Kiddush is nothing. No, we might say in the context of not keeping Shabbos, Kiddush is Kiddush, but it's not more than Kiddush. But you might say what I just said, which is that a Kiddush which is disconnected from Isra Malacha and any other concept of Shabbos isn't even Kiddush in isolation.
Is that because you can't emphasize the Yekadesh with a circling factor?
Because you can?
You can't emphasize the Yekadesh with a circling factor.
Right, in other words, it has no meaning. It loses its meaning completely. It's not just that it doesn't, you know, fulfill its greater potential, you know, to interact with and influence the rest of the themes of Shabbos. Say, even for what it is in the narrowest definition. Let's say there are certain things that certain institutions in halakha or in other aspects of life, you know, that, you know, they have a certain minimum meaning and significance, and the context of other things or in combination of other things, they have greater potential. And that's the first formulation. So I'm saying Kiddush in the context of other things is Kiddush plus. And you need Kiddush plus for Zlatan Shabbos. That's one formulation. What I'm saying now is a little bit different and more extreme. What I'm saying is that Kiddush is Kiddush. Maybe there's something called Kiddush plus two. But the point is that Kiddush in a vacuum, Kiddush in isolation, Kiddush on Thursday is not Kiddush. And Kiddush on Shabbos without the idea of what Yisra Melacha is, without any clues to what Shabbos is, never mind whether it's Beskila or Bekara is, whether it's Ma'amer or Stei Batei Nirin. Forget about that. He doesn't know anything. So that's not even Kiddush. What does it mean by Kadesh? Where's the Prisha for the Kedusha and so on? So in a similar vein, although maybe less radical, one could suggest for the Ramban, right, either that indeed we're dealing with two different things, and in the context of Shabbos, so in the context of Yisrael Malacha, so then the Mitzvah Aseh of Shabboson, becomes Aseh plus. It's one formulation. Or this formulation, namely a person who only knows the spirit of the day and nothing about the letter of the law and the substance of the Yisrael Malacha, doesn't know anything about the spirit of the day either, because it's just inconceivable that Shabbos is just a day where you follow your good Jewish heart and where you contemplate and reflect without there being norms. It's not the essay anymore. So this is essentially what I meant with respect to the Rambam as well. It said that the steer in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, Perek Kaf Aleph, Halach Aleph. Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph seems like the essay is linked to the Yisurim. Perek Kaf Aleph, Halach Aleph seems like the Rambam. How do we tolerate the steer? So what I'm basically suggesting is that there have to be a Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, meaning you have to begin the essay of Shabbos with Yisra Melacha. And it has to be rooted in Yisrael Melacha. And once you have Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so then the Aseh, within the context of Yisrael Melacha, and relating first and foremost to Yisrael Melacha, within that, then the Aseh also affects the Rabbanon as well. So there's a stira between Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Perek Kaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph. On the contrary, there's a different emphasis in the Rambam, but Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph remains in place. That's the suggestion. Now, all of this is with regard to Shabbos. The Nifasei Sisman Grover discussion touches on Yom Tov. But the truth is that if you look very carefully at the other Makaros that I gave you a look at, so we have one final question, or two final questions to ask. One final question with two parts. And that is, this question can be asked with regard to Shabbos, and it can be asked with regard to Yom Tov. That's part A, and part B with regard to Yom Kippur. Is there any reason to think that whatever we say about one, we'll say about the other? Is there any reason not to think that whatever we say about one, we'll say about the other? Or could there be differences between them? So I think if you analyze the evidence, several things emerge. Avi? Okay, in the Sukkot itself, I think it's pretty clear. In other words, there are references to Shvisa and Shabbos and the Yom Tov. And that, I think it's a wash. But let's say, in Torah Shabbat, I don't think it's so clear. Unless you have some insight for that, then. But what about Torah Shabbat Peh? Let's start with the first question that we asked regarding Shabbos. Is there a mitzvah aseh? So what about Yom Tov? Avi, what do you think? Is there a mitzvah aseh of Yom Tov? Is there any more or less evidence than there is with respect to the question of Shabbos? Exactly. You have the whole sugya by Mema Takin, where the Gemara discusses the question of Shreifas Kodshim or Truma Tneya Biyomta. And the Gemara has also some different deos. The question is whether those different deos, some of them suggest, the problem is that it's Aseh and Los Aseh, Ein Aseh, Docha Los Aseh, Aseh. But that's one of five answers, right? The other answers don't operate that way. And why don't they? So, What?
And they have other
psukim to explain why there's an Yisrael Shreifas Kachin Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with Einase Dofalos Haseh. So do they not believe in the Haseh? So we go from one Diuk of the Maram in a Tosus, maybe the omission of a smock in Shabbos, to discussions in the Gemara in Bamei Madlikin, where and other places in Beitza as well, where there seems to be a lot of indication that there is no mitzvah saseh of Shemisa V'Yom Tov, and some of the Rishonim say it explicitly, right? Tosus in Beitza and Tosus in Shabbos there say explicitly that some of the or Tudeos, whether the Amoraim in question believe in the Asay of Yom Tov or not. If there is an Asay on Shabbos and no Asay in Yom Tov, that is surely noteworthy. Point number two, formulation. Anybody notice? I think somebody mentioned to me the other day part of it. What?
Yeah. Starts
with the Lav. Shabbos Aleph Aleph.
Yeah.
The formulation in Shabbos Aleph Aleph emphasizes the mitzvah haseh of Shabbos, even though it sounds like they're parallel to each other. And in Yom Tov, although in haseh and Lav are meant Brahma Paskins, but there is no haseh and Lav. No question. But the order and emphasis is in the direction of the Lav, not the haseh. The same may be true with regard to the chinuch, not so much the chinuch, but there's certainly the smog. I don't want to go into details on it, but it's implied, yeah.
In fact, Alvin of the day, the Rambam begins with the essay of Yom Tov, and it's an identical formulation of the Shabbos, the essay, begins with the essay rather, and the same formulation.
Right. That's after Alvin Pollard.
But in Alvin Pollard, he's not going to be magged with the Lav, he's just finding the days and the term. But the Lav only comes in days, because he even died from the order of the Lav and Essay in the Koteret, but the Rambam knew in advance that he was presenting the Essay before the Lav. And the presentation of the Lav really begins...
No, the Rambam in the Koteret always has Essay before Lav. So that's not going to be, methodologically, that's not going to prove anything. There's no Koteret where the Rambam ever has the Lav before an Essay. Right, that just seems to be what he does. Okay. Well, I'm saying, does he have the language of the Shemdo just to start the...
He hasn't formulated the Lav.
Asur named the Malacha.
That's just to define the definition of Shvi'is on Yom Tov.
Maybe. He doesn't say this one's quiet.
But he doesn't put, whenever the Rambam is mind of the Lav, he's going to quote the Pasuk for the Lav. The Pasuk he quotes is Akashayah Chal on that thing.
Okay.
He only quotes the Pasuk from the Lav.
Well, that's a question in general, whether the Rambam holds Savod al-Masasu or Akashayah Chal on that thing. Is the marker for the Issa Malach on Yom Tov. So that's a question of the Rambam. That's a discussion that also came up with the Rambam, whether or not.
The Issa that he counts in Sefer HaMitzvos is from...
In Sefer HaMitzvos he counts, he mentions Malach Sabota.
Not regarding the Malach Sabota point, just regarding the Law in the Torah.
Right.
That's Kol Malach Lo Yosef Ohem. And the he only quotes the word the law part, the lo yasav ham, the lacha beis. Halacha aleph, he doesn't quote the part of the pasuk, which.
So you're saying halacha aleph is just focused on establishing yisur halacha, and halacha beis is the parallel to parak halacha.
Right.
Maybe I'll look at it again. In the smog, I think it's much clearer either way. In the issue of misassociation with Mangrama, of course, it really comes to fore. As I take the position of the Minchas Shlachinuch, so when Noshim are obligated the misassay the Shabbos, and they're not obligated the Yom Tov. So why should this be? Why should this be so? If it's true, why should it be so? Because if it's true that the role of the Aseh is different in Shabbos than it is on Yom Tov, if that's true, why should it be so? Actually, the in Sefer Mitzvos, I gave that to look at as well, correct? The Rambam speaks about Hetzer Ochel Nefesh in the context of the lav, right? Even though it's Achashu Yachal Ochel Nefesh, not in the context of the Aseh. Okay. He has a very funny language there. Do you have it? What is it? Kuf Samech? Yasef Mitzvos? Kuf Samech Zayin. Okay, I want to speak a little bit about Hashem, so I won't belabor it, but oh, you have it there. Okay, go ahead. I think it's Kuf Samech.
The Dash is also Shvisa, must help Lenin before Yom Yom, Ilah Shishayamim, Tianzim Echad, the Lo Yehud Lahem Yom Zuat Hashvisa Hahi. Okay, now for Nefesh, Mush Alon Lash Lot Lot Yom.
So he includes the Heter Ochel Nefesh in the Lav part, which makes sense.
That's the Yaseh.
What?
That's the Yaseh.
I'm sorry, in the Yaseh and not in the Lav. But in the Lav he has that line about
love is just these are mental from Alpha Yom Yishas of Hesach or more from Alpha Lo Yaseh. The Dosh Elo Shishu Yom Tov Yom Tomi Shia Sem Alpha Ezo Shitiya Vezo Yom Hem Loka Elim Ken Kiam Alpha Mi Mashi Tzak Vavu Nefesh.
Oh.
So the question is again, well, what's the point of the Dosh?
So I think the answer is very simple. If it's true, then I think it's simple. According to those on Marayim who think that there's a mitzvah say of Shabbos, but not of Yom Tov, or if in the context of formulating the Aseh of Shabbos and Yom Tov, we emphasize the Aseh over the Lav in Shabbos and not in Yom Tov, or if in mitzvah say Shazman Grama, we say that Shabbos is Chayev, and Yom Tov is not, I think we could give the following explanation. But let me just add one other comment. Or if we say the opposite, if we say that the role of the mitzvah aseh is actually more prominent in Yom Tov than in Shabbos, in both cases we'll give the same explanation. Okay, that might sound fishy, but you'll see it just a second. The idea is very simple. When we talked about Yisur Malacha, so we explained that really there are two perspectives within Shabbos. Right? One is Shavuot Shabbos Mikomato Shavuot Likim Latos, and the other one is Tchila Limikrei Kovos. One is Eichel Amasa Brachos, if you will, and the other one is Eichel Amasa Mitzray. Right? Tchila Limikrei Kovos, literally. That's what it's doing there in Parshas Emunah. And we explained that Chiluk Malachos B'Shabbos remains Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov. Not like the Midrash Chinuch that it's all the same, but there's a special there's a custom between Bar V'Katolos. Rather, it's fundamentally different. Why? Because in Shabbos, Yisur Malacha is intrinsic. It's the theme of the day. In Shabbos, it's an act of independent chilul every time you violate. For that reason, Chiluk Malachos. On the other hand, when it comes to Yom Tov, it's peculiar that there's Yisur Malacha at all. Because refraining from Malacha has no direct connection to Yom Tov. But the fact is, Tchila Mikrei Kodesh, explained, Shabbos is also the first Yom Kodesh, and therefore it is the model for Yimei Kodesh. It's the framework within which Yimei Kodesh have to exist. And therefore, it, generally speaking, it exports Yisur Malacha to Yom Tov. Good. But it doesn't, it can export the Tshura of the Yom Kodesh to Yom Tov. What it can't do is it can't create intrinsic Yisur Malacha because there's no equivalent to Shavuot 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 Shavuot. The best you can do is say that it's a violation of Mikra Kodesh when you do Malacha. Okay. That's why in Chiluk Malachos. And, didn't discuss this year, but way back in Beit HaDeis, that's why I tried to explain the views of some of the Rishonim on Heter Ochel Nefesh. In other words, if Heter Ochel Nefesh isn't a function of Simcha, the Suda, the Shepet Chiyu, a Dechuya, Matir, but rather it is an internal limit in Yisra Malacha, like the Ramban says, right? It's the definition of Kol Malacha Zavoda. And the reason for that is, if you learn from Shabbos, then you should learn everything from Shabbos. The answer is no. You adjust what you take from Shabbos because in Shabbos it's intrinsic Yisra Malacha, and in Yom Tov it is really a different idea. It's the idea of Yom Kodesh, the spirit of the Yom Kodesh. Okay. So if this is true, that's the recap of the Hagam of this. So if that is true, so then Yisra Malacha, the love of Kol Malacha Tavoda Losasu or Losasu Malacha, the Parshat Bo, either way, ends up being actually the equivalent in its function of the Rabban's Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos. Right? And just like Rabban explained that, what is the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos? It is the spirit of the day. Right, the Naftalina was that you can end up violating even with Rabbanim. Okay. But the point is that in addition to technically, intrinsically violating by every Yisra Malacha you do, right, there's also a Shabbosom. That transformation has been completely compromised and distorted or even destroyed and corrupted by doing Malacha and even by doing Drabana. So in a sense, what is the spirit of the day of Shabbos? It's the equivalent of what Shabbos exports on a conceptual level, certainly, to Yom Tov, which is why when we did that first topic, and I said, well, even if you say that about 39 Shemos Yisra on Shabbos, the fact is that there's also some integrated single shame Yisra on Shabbos. For example, Tinoch Shemish Ben Achman, you're not going to say it's Macholos Asuros or all of Halacha. You're going to say it's Shabbos. Or maybe you'll say there are two dinin in Shabbos. It's one Shem Yisra and 39 Shemos Yisra. So I said, in what sense is it one and 39? It's one, I mean, it's 39 Shemos Shabbos and Kol Malach, though, but it's also one. I give two examples. One is what it exports to Yom Tov, Tchilin Mikor Kodesh, and the other is its Mitzvah Saseh. When you speak about the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, it's hard to say that that's a separate by you violate Mitzvah Saseh whenever you do Malacha in a Chiluk Malacha sense. Right? It's the same violation. It's the spirit of the day that you're trampling on. It's Shabbatzon that you're taking away from. So if that's the case, then is it plausible that the role of the Aseh in Yom Tov is going to be different than the role of the Aseh in Shabbos? I said, absolutely. It's either going to be much more prominent, or it's going to be much more just reinforcing and trivial. That's what I mean about the opposite results for the same reason, which I said might sound fishy, but in the context of an explanation, hopefully will be seen as reasonable. Meaning, on the one hand, you could say, well, what did Shabbos give Yom Tov? What is the Yisra Malacha of Yom Tov? It's kind of the equivalent, it parallels the Aseh of Shabbos. So the Aseh of Yom Tov, in that sense, would be more prominent in Yom Tov than the Aseh of Shabbos would in Shabbos, because it's all about the spirit of the day, which is what the Aseh is about. As opposed to Shabbos, where first and foremost, it's the Chetza, Malacha, and Shavos Shabbos. And there's an additional point, or maybe it's also critical to the Kiddush Hayom, as we discuss. That's one perspective. According to that perspective, the Mitzvah Saseh of Yom Tov would actually be more prominent than it is on Shabbos. Maybe that's a Shabbat drama. Or to go the exact opposite way. And Shabbos is a Mitzvah Saseh because the Aseh is not a kefal of the Lav. The Aseh is a different theme than the Lav. And it plays an important role as such. But in Yom Tov, there are many Amoraim which say there is no Mitzvah Saseh. Right, because you don't need the Aseh. The Lav already accomplishes Mikroi Kodesh, the spirit of the day. So the need for a mitzvah saseh, or maybe the role of that mitzvah saseh, would actually be less prominent. So now we can understand, there's one view in the Achronim, which mitzvah chinuch, which says, mitzvah saseh shon grom and nashim pturos, and therefore Tosha says that when it comes to Yom Tov, nashim are pturos and mitzvah saseh, but not when it comes to Shabbos. There's another view that says exactly the opposite. Even if you were to say on Yom Tov that you're a chayiv, maybe on Shabbos should be potter. Both would make sense. From this point of view, I'm not saying there can't be other explanations. In both cases, what we're explaining is that the role of mitzvah saseh in Shabbos and in Yom Tov differs. It could be more prominent in Yom Tov or less prominent, but for the same reason. Because either it's superfluous because the law does it, or it's the central linchpin because even the law is just doing what the assay is really attempting to accomplish. Okay. That's as far as the Mitzvah of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now I have a few minutes, sorry, a little bit more. Let me say something about the Bridge Vision version about Rosh Hashanah. Okay. The Torah speaks of Shabbos.